Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Jess Cowles here at the Sports News. Hope the golfing weather is better in the States this morning, Jess.
Yeah, I've a vested interest in it here. Anyway, that's of little significance compared to the US Open, which gets underway today. It's the third of four majors on the golfing calendar. Oakmont is the venue. Now, no course has hosted more US Opens, and no American course outside of Augusta National has hosted more majors, but it's considered one of the toughest tests in golf. Greg Allen has more.
Major golf championships are where all the best players turn up, and they obviously tend to be the focus of attention in the practice and preview days. So it's really rare on such star-laden occasions, with clear exceptions like Augusta maybe and St Andrews, that a golf course consumes so many pre-championship conversations. Because even by the US Open's renownedly exacting standards, Oakmont stands alone. It's the most difficult of all. And that's not just a notion. The statistics of the last nine Opens staged here prove it. And the governing body, the USGA, their senior figures, they almost expressed giddy glee in their pre-tournament press conference yesterday at just how tough Oakmont will play this week. And so the entertainment factor will be at least partly watching players toiling, but also possibly in rare cases triumphing over the challenge, which was summed up by the Masters champion Rory McIlroy, who actually admitted to shooting an 81 in a practice round here last week.
Big brute of a golf course, and you're going to have your wits about you this week, all the way throughout the bag, off the tee, into the greens, around the greens. So yeah, look, everyone knows what to expect. It's Oakmont, it's going to be a great test.
McIlroy, of course, was the US Open runner-up last year to Bryson DeChambeau, who has won two of the last five US Opens. And with his bodybuilder-like strength, he's one player clearly not afraid of this challenge.
Can I be fearless on this golf course? Well, yeah, anybody really can. I'm going to be as fearless as I can possibly be out there, I know that.
So bar Bryson, almost every player has spoken of the strategy and mental toughness required this week. And no one excels on those particular scales better than the world number one, Scottie Scheffler.
There's so many bunkers. I don't really know if this is a golf course you can necessarily just overpower with kind of a bomb and gouge type strategy, especially with the way the rough is. Like, if you hit in the right rough, you're probably not going to get to the green. If you hit in the left rough, you're probably not going to get to the green, so might as well try and split the difference there and hit in the middle.
It'll all get underway in a few hours, and we'll see what's going to unfold from late morning Irish time. Rory McIlroy, incidentally, and Shane Lowry are paired together, and they'll be on the course at 20-1.
Yeah, it's a fascinating prospect. Well, ahead of Saturday's big rugby final, the ORC decider at Croke Park, Leinster and the Bulls will name their teams today. It's a clash of Ireland's best team against South Africa's most successful club side, the two teams looking to lift the trophy for the first time in the ORC era. Jake White's Bulls hoping it's third time lucky because they lost the inaugural final to the Stormers, then lost to Glasgow in last season's final. And while Leinster have won the Pro 14 title before, they'll be competing in their first ever URC Grand Final. The GA President, Jarlath Burns, has welcomed the British government's pledge to provide £50 million sterling towards the redevelopment of Casement Park, but he's warned that more would be needed to finally see ground broken on the project. The stadium, it's the home of Antrim GA, has been derelict for over a decade, and with the current likely final cost, currently sitting at around £270 million and rising, Burns has challenged the Stormont executive to bump up their 2010 promise of £62.5 million in line with inflationary uplift. In hockey, the Irish men's team lost 2-0 against world number one and Olympic champions the Netherlands as they resumed their FIH Pro League season. Ireland played well, they're a bit unlucky with the two goals. The sides meet again at 7 o'clock tonight. In cricket, Ireland's main bowler Josh Little has been ruled out of this week's T20 internationals against the West Indies, with the first of three matches taking place in Breedy, County Tyrone today. Little, who played in the recent ODIs against the Windies in Dublin, has been replaced in the 14-player squad by Graeme Hume. And finally, a reminder that racing this evening is at Leperstown, where it gets underway at 4:40.
Thanks, Des.